There are several cemeteries in the West called Boot Hill. That's because many of the dead died with their boots still on. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today. And the Bureau of Land Management, currently seeking bids for the care of wild horses. Learn more at BLM.gov.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
The Bureau of Land Management is seeking bids for new off-range pasture contracts for care of wild horses. Each bid must show it can accommodate a minimum of 100 wild horses and provide humane care for a one-year period with a renewal option. The BLM manages and protects wild horses and burros while working to ensure that population levels are in balance. This solicitation is open until April 22nd, 2015. To learn more about the solicitation and how to qualify, please visit BLM.gov.
Don Marshall helps oversee a very well-known cemetery.
The cemetery was the first city cemetery of Tombstone. It opened in 1878. It was open for 6 years. It officially closed in 1884.
But this old cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona, fell into neglect. It took the work of many citizens to help restore it several decades ago.
What they recovered is what we have today. There's 204 graves out there, but there are 70 graves marked unknown. When it closed, there was between 444 to 450 graves out here. So about half of it just disappeared into Mother Nature.
Most graves have a pile of stones laying on the ground with a simple wooden marker. There's a reason it looks this way.
The reason they were buried that way, this old caliche ground out here is real hard to dig. Most all of them are very shallow graves, 3, maybe 4 feet. And almost all of those folks were either wrapped in burlap or canvas, and they were interred in a shallow grave.
Those piles of rocks helped prevent animals from digging up the remains. It's called Boot Hill Cemetery.
The name Boot Hill is because most of the people died with their boots on. Now, it used to be kind of a tradition when a cowboy died and they buried him, they would put his boots up next to his head marker. They don't anymore. I don't know. I guess somebody's coming by and stealing boots.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona. I'm Andrew McRae.